again call your attention to the Gospel according to St. Mark. And out of the 8th chapter, I'm going to read verse 34 and 35. The Bible reads, "And we had called the people unto him with his disciples. Also he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it." Supporting scripture, Revelation 2 and 10. "Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life." And when he called the people unto him with his disciples, also he said unto them, "Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." On the basis of those verses this morning, we'd like to use a thought or a subject. If you won't bear the cross, you can't wear the crown. If you won't bear the cross, you can't wear the crown. Isn't it a good thing that we have a place and a time and just strength enough just to tell God, thank you? Hallelujah, Jesus. There is no way in this world. There would be no peace. There would be no joy if there was not Jesus. And Jesus says, "Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow him." But here we are again on this, another first Sunday morning. And on this first Sunday morning, we find that a month has already gone. If we have not been about our Father's business, or if, for that matter, if we have not been taking care of our own personal business, we will find this morning that time waits on no man. If you're going to do anything, the time to do it is right now. Last week, God blessed us and we talked about the key to life is understanding. And I believe that if we are doubtful about anything, let it not be a doubt in our mind when it comes to the cross. The cross is power and its significance to us as believers and children of God, because without the cross, there would be no hope. We all would be eternally lost, and no amount of money, no social status in the community, no creed or color, nothing but the blood of Jesus was sufficient enough to pay the ransom for our sins. There are those of us that are able this morning to testify that I'm saved and I'm sanctified and I'm full of the Holy Ghost. And then there are some that just would like to leave it blank that I'm just saved. And then there's somebody that would like to say I am a believer in the power of Jesus the Christ. But what we got to understand, the key is to all of it, is to have faith in the Almighty God, that we believe that Jesus died and rose on that third day. But my concern this morning is that many of us, from the oldest to the youngest, that we should have an understanding of what the cross means to us. We know and we look at it as a symbol where we heard that Jesus died. But we need to know that the cross really is something very significant to believers and to those of us that love the power of God. those of us that consider ourselves disciples or followers of Christ. And Christ tells us in his word this morning, take up your cross, deny yourself for the cause of Christ. That's where the problem comes in at. When he encourages us and instructs us to deny ourselves. Anybody in here ever said, don't nobody love me like me? Come on, church. Anybody in here ever had a mindset that if don't nobody else take care of me, I'm going to take care of me? Young folk changed it around. And what y'all said, Keisha, I'm going to do me. So we are encouraged, we are inclined to take care of our individual selves, our needs, our desires, and the things that we think that we want to do. But I wonder, is there anybody here, give me a hymn book, is there anybody in here that realizes that it's not all about you? The problem with a lot of our church work and workers is that we are caught up in the thinking that it's not going to happen unless I got a part in it. We got some folk that think that the Spirit is not going to move unless I'm in the house. But I found out that I don't have to be here for God to move in this house. I found out that everybody don't have to be here for the presence of God to be here. And also found out that ain't nobody going to do what you got to do for yourself. There are those of us always waiting on somebody else to do what God told us to do. And then we say, well, I'll get it done after a while. But I wonder this morning, when is your after a while going to come to the front burner? We say that we believe that there is a God somewhere, and we say that God has been good, and we love to hear somebody say, God is good all the time, and we respond back, all the time, God is good. But what about those times when you are going through something? What about those times when God said, don't you do what you want to do, do what I tell you to do? You see, there's more to picking up the cross than just going and pick up the cross. We got one around here. I can pick this up. Hallelujah. We're going to get this thing right here in a minute. One of my favorite hymns at the cross. Alas, and did my Savior bleed? And did my sovereign die? Would Jesus devote that sacred head for such a worm as I? You think you all that and you a worm? Was it for the crime that I have done? Anybody in here ever done anything wrong? That's why he groaned up on the tree. Amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree. A love that we can't even comprehend. Because the Bible says Jesus loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son. That if we believe in him, we would not perish, but we would have everlasting life. Well might the sun in darkness hide and shut his glories in when Christ the mighty maker died for man the creature's sin. See, we sing, and all we hear is at the cross, where I first saw the light. But these verses got meaning, they got depth. These verses will carry you when nothing else will be able to help you understand where you are in life. When Christ the mighty maker died for man, the creature sinned, but drops of grief can never repay the debt of love I owe. Love ye one another as I have loved you. Greater love than no man than this, than a man that will lay down his life for his friends. Here, Lord, I give myself away. 'Tis all that I can do. God don't need your money. The church might need money to pay the light bill and to pay other little bitty things, but God don't need your money. The hymnist said, 'tis all that I can do. If you don't want to do nothing, then you hinder your blessing. You got to learn how to take up your cross and begin to follow Jesus. But now, some of us have the mindset is that our cross is our trouble in life. That our cross is those burdens that we have to bear. Some of us think that our cross that Jesus is talking about are those things that tend to put a stumbling block or a wall between us and the peace of God. But believers need to understand and know that the cross has much more significance than that. We've heard the term, no cross, no crown. But do we understand what we're saying? Now, cross is an upright wooden stake on which condemned criminals were executed. Cross beams as instruments of humiliation, torture, and torment. A symbol of Christianity. Cross is also defined as a source of trouble or unhappiness. But we want to talk about a cross that God wants us to pick up and begin to follow him. We got to understand that the cross is more than just a piece of jewelry. The cross suggests that we are willing to die to self for the life of Christ. As we look in our text this morning, we find Jesus teaching the disciples the cost of true discipleship. Jesus, on this occasion, had just finished healing a blind man. The Bible says that the blind man came unto him, and he touched him, and he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of town. And when he spit on his eyes and he put his hands upon him, he asked if he could see. He looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. After that, Jesus put his hands again upon his eyes and made him look up, and he was restored and saw every man clearly. Sent him away to his house, saying, neither go into the town nor tell it to anybody in town. It's hard to keep good news. It's hard to not share when God has done something for you. It's hard to not tell somebody just how good the Lord is. That's why every now and again, I can't help but saying God is a mighty good God. Every now and then, I have to tell God, God, I love you and I need you in my life. I feel like preaching this morning. Lord done brought me too far to sit down on him now. Lord done brought foul shepherd too far for us to sit down and act like we don't know what church is all about. I want to know if we got any witnesses in the house that believe in the power of God. Do you know that the cross has power this morning? The Bible said that Jesus and his disciples, they went out into the town of Caesarea Philippi. And by the way, he asked his disciples a question. Whom do men say that I am? They answered John the Baptist. Some said Elijah. Some said one of the prophets. And he said unto them, but who do you say that I am? We got a whole lot of folk that got good practice in he say, she say. Anybody hear me? Anybody heard anything this week about anybody? We don't care. All we want to do is know that we heard. But the Bible says that Jesus asked them, whom do ye say that I am? See, what happens here is that we got to stop allowing excuses and coming up with these little pity-patty parties and saying this, that, and the other instead of confronting the real question. They said that you're John the Baptist. They said that you're Elijah. They said that you are one of the prophets. But Jesus said, what do you say, John? You're a disciple. What do you say? Who am I? The Bible says he charged them because Peter answered. Peter always got some mouth. Peter jumps and said, thou art the Christ. In other words, you are the anointed one. You are the Messiah. We read in all of the other gospels and we find that the Bible declared that flesh and blood didn't reveal this unto you, Peter. It had to be the spirit of the Almighty God, because Peter, you didn't know that. But you're right. Oh, don't tell nobody. We got some enemies lurking in the woodwork. Sometimes you can't tell nobody how blessed you are, because you got some enemies lurking in the woodwork. Some folk don't want you to be happy. Some folk don't want you to get out of your rut. Some folk don't want you to be healed. They want to be able to come by and say, I went to see such and such. But I'm glad this morning. My soul ain't in the hand of man. But my soul belongs to the Lord my God. Jesus said, the Son of Man must suffer many things. Told the disciples, I'm going to be rejected. I'm going to be talked about. I'm going to be killed. And after 3 days, I'm going to get up out the grave. He spake unto them openly, and Peter took him and said, Lord, let me tell you something. Ain't nowhere in the world you can be my God, and you're going to go somewhere and die. See, Peter missed the latter part, that after the third day, I'm going to get up out the grave. Jesus looked at Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. Anytime you start to try to stop God's work, you are doing nothing but working for the devil. And if you are a devil worker this morning, I come to tell you, get thee behind me. Now, if you so bold and you so bad that you don't want to get behind me, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to make my enemy my footstool. I'm going to learn how to walk on top of my enemy. Every time that enemy tell me I cannot go higher, I'm going to go higher. Don't let nobody tell you what you can or cannot do. The Lord will make a way out of no way. The Bible says he began to preach to them. And as he preached to them, they turned around and he told them all sorts of things. Then he said, I want to let you know something. If you are going to be one of my disciples, you got to deny yourself, pick up your cross, and come on and follow me. Anybody want to be a disciple? Anybody want to follow Jesus? For the Bible said, whosoever shall lose their life for my sake, hallelujah, shall find it. For the Bible said that whoever lose my life for my sake in the gospels, the same shall save it. So I'm glad this morning to know that God will make a way out of no way. I'm glad to know that God is by our side. I wonder if there's anybody in the house. Are you determined to go for God all the way? Are you determined to let God live in your life this morning? I somebody tell somebody that if you don't live for God, if you don't deny yourself, you got to stop thinking that it's all about you. You got to realize that it's all about Jesus. Don't worry about what man trying to do to you. For Jesus said, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall put some of you into prison. And for 10 days, you shall go through tribulation. But the Bible said, be faithful unto death. And the Lord our God will give you a crown of life. And I just stopped by to tell somebody that if you don't bear the cross, you cannot wear the crown. You got to go through something down here on the low side in order to get your crown on the high side. I stopped by to tell somebody that it's time that you let go and let God, let the Lord have his way. If you want to wear your crown, that crown gonna come from the Lord our God. I heard somebody say that I'm gonna put on my long white robe. I'm gonna wear my crown of glory. But you're not gonna get that robe. You're not gonna get that crown unless you bend yourself over. Pick up your cross and follow the Lord our God. Say, Lord, wherever you want me to go. What the Lord was saying, you got to suffer with me. You got to die with me. But after death, you're going to rise again. And after you get up out the grave, I got a crown. I got a crown of righteousness waiting on you. All you got to do is have faith in God. Deny yourself. Pick up your cross and follow Jesus. And if you follow Jesus, if you pick up your cross, then God will allow you to be able to wear your crown. You see, if you want a crown, you got to know something about the cross. One thing that I love about Jesus, that he didn't necessarily have to go. He had power enough to say, I'm not going. But the Bible declares he never said a mumbling word. Because he was on a mission. He came for a purpose. Do you know what your purpose is this morning? Every one of us, we have a gift, we have a purpose, and a place in life. There is somebody in your life that you're going to be able to help see the light. Because as a believer yourself, what the Lord is telling us this morning is that we got to pick up our cross. And we just got to start marching. And we got to follow the Lord our God. And Jesus says, if you follow me, even if you follow me to death, death will not be the end. Because after death is the resurrection. And after the resurrection, then the rewards are going to come. Anybody want a reward this morning? Hallelujah, Jesus. All of the wonderful service that you give in this church house. I cannot pay you monetary value. But I can guarantee you this one thing, that there is a reward in store for you. The Bible says, be not weary in your well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if ye faint not. So in other words, you just keep on keeping on until God says enough. And once God says that it's enough, he has promised us that he will give us a crown. A crown that will be our reward. But I just stopped by to tell my friends and my family that if you don't bear the cross, you can't wear the crown. So don't go running around testifying, no cross, no crown, unless you are willing to pick up your cross.